Hello and welcome to Finance Rules, the Eigenberger and Weiner Financial News Radio Show, a monthly podcast that offers insights into some of the top trends happening in the financial markets. Today we are here with certified financial planner Howard Pressman, who offers five of the scariest financial mistakes he sees. Hello and welcome to your show, Howard.
Hi, Hope. Good to be here.
Now let's get down to business. You recently wrote for Eigenberger and Weiner's newsletter that there are five scary financial planning mistakes that people make every day. Can you lay those out for us?
Sure, Hope. So, you know, first off, there are probably more than five, but I did focus on these five because these are what I see most frequently in my practice and working with people. And, you know, I did these in reverse order from the most scariest to the not as scary. So in that order, number five was not having a plan. You know, there are a lot of moving parts to financial planning. And it's important to have a coordinated, intentional, you know, purposeful outlook when you're doing things, because changes in one area may impact other things that you've done. So it's important to have that global perspective when you're making these decisions, rather than trying to make them in a vacuum. Number four was not having an investment strategy. You know, obviously, this is concerning because without this investment strategy, people may be taking more risk than perhaps they intended to. Perhaps people are taking less risk than they intend to. And either of these two choices may have negative consequences long into the future. I do know that a lot of people find investments scary, but you know, ignoring it and not focusing on this is not a way to address this. Number three is not having a proper estate plan. And I thought this one was really interesting, you know, coming from the perspective of my scary theme here, because this gives people the ability to control their assets and to some extent their family from the grave. Estate planning allows you, or at least proper estate planning, allows you to make sure that your wishes are followed after your death. The plan is, in place as well to help you to direct decisions in the event that you're unable to make decisions on your own. But what's really particularly scary about not having an estate plan is when I see parents of minor children who haven't taken this opportunity to name guardians for their children in the event that, you know, that they pass away earlier than they intended. So, you know, to me, you know, that makes my skin crawl. Number two is not having the right amount of life insurance. To me personally, nothing scares me more than the thought of my wife and my daughter not being able to make ends meet, you know, if I die. The thought of them, having to leave our house during, you know, all this time of change and challenges that they would be facing, that really, really scares me. So not having the right amount of life insurance is absolutely a big concern that I have amongst a lot of families that I see. And then finally, it's just not saving enough. The statistics are out there. I'm not going to quote them because I really do feel that people who aren't saving enough know this. But not saving enough, not putting enough away towards their goals, whether that goal is a comfortable financially free and independent retirement, or buying a house, or saving for their children's college, whatever the goal may be, just not knowing how much you need to save to achieve that goal.
Perfect sense. And those are really, really scary ideas if you've thought about your financial future at all, of course. You mentioned that you think many people who aren't saving enough are aware of this fact. So talk a little bit about that. Why do you think that is? They know it, but yet they don't act on it.
See, this is speaking from my own experiences. Oftentimes, some of the first sentiments that a prospective client will express in our initial consultation is some sort of regret, some sort of sorry. It's interesting to me how many people will, hand over to me their files and say something like, "This is all I've got," or "I'm sorry, I don't have more," or "I'm sorry, I haven't done better." My experiences are that people understand, that they're not saving enough. This is an extremely emotionally charged issue. I think it can, I think it can bring up feelings of regret, of failure, perhaps, feelings that they've let down their spouse, they've let down their family because they haven't done better. And each time they sit down to think about saving and think about the future and they confront these emotions, sometimes I think it's just easier to retreat and just ignore it. And pretend like, like it doesn't happen, that it'll go away, oftentimes is the absolute worst thing that you can do. In fact, almost always, I should say, in this case, this isn't one of those things that's going to get better over time. It's only going to get worse. And oftentimes, the solutions that need to be put in place to salvage, some semblance of what they had envisioned, is going to be much easier the earlier you do it.
That makes perfect sense, of course. Very logical and smart. So is it ever too late to address these issues?
It's never too late to address it. And as I said before, the earlier the better. These the solutions are just going to get more difficult the more time you wait. So starting earlier is always better.
Of course, that makes perfect sense, but it's good to know that it's never too late. So if our viewers and listeners recognize some of these issues in themselves, what actions can they take to address them?
Most important would be to engage a financial planner. I think that's going to be the most important. Have somebody there to give you that guidance, somebody that's going to act as a coach to help you through these, because these are, these can be emotionally challenged decisions. It does have a lot of baggage, and we're not just talking about money here. Financial planning isn't about money when it's done properly. Financial planning is about people. Money is a resource to help people to achieve their vision of the future, their goals, their dreams. So financial planning has to be about people. And working with somebody who understands that, who can address the issues that make you unique, and whether that's certain emotional issues that need to be addressed, and do so in a non-judgmental way, in an atmosphere that's conducive to being free and open and learning. Somebody who's going to teach you the things, not just show you what you need to do and tell you what you need to do, but help you to understand and teach you the things that you need to get you on that right path.
Oh, that's so helpful. I love that big view that you have, Howard, because so many of us get all tied up in knots over the money thing. But if you can be thoughtful and strategic and work with a smart planner, I think absolutely that's the first obstacle to overcome, and then you just can calm down. So do you have a lot of clients that you've experienced on this level as you said earlier, they come in and they give you this, they're stuck and they're sort of ashamed. What as a parting thought, what do you advise people to do, sort of a couple of steps that they can take to come in and talk to you and help get them on the right path?
Well, it's important that you work with somebody that you connect with. I always say you go with your gut. One of the things that people do is I think too frequently is ignore the warnings that their gut send them about working with an individual. Follow your gut. Interview a couple of different financial planners. A lot of them are different. We all take different approaches to the financial planning process. I would absolutely focus on finding a certified financial planner. This does, show that somebody has met the criteria for becoming a CFP. They're doing the ongoing continuing education. They've made a serious commitment to this, to this as a profession, not just as a job. So that's going to be important. But admitting to yourself that you need to make some changes and committing to doing what it takes to make those changes, and then finding somebody who's going to help you with that, in a way that's conducive to your lifestyle, is going to be critical.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time, Howard. You're always very insightful and have great advice for us. To contact Howard Pressman directly, send him an email at Pressman at ebwllc.com. And for more information about Eigenberger & Weiner, log on to www.ebwfinancialnews.com. You are listening to Finance Rules, Eigenberger & Weiner's monthly talk show on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, your co-host here, interviewing these wonderful financial planners, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks for your time.